The Mishnah in Chagiga Daf Tesamad Aleph tells us there's a mitzvah to bring the Olas Re'ia as well as the Shami Chagiga on Yontif. And if you miss the opportunity, the mitzvah is obviously on the first day of Yontif. If you miss the opportunity, there's Tashlumin the rest of the 7 days. So we know there's a concept of Tashlumin from the Pasuk. The Mishnah in Gemara tells us from the Pasuk of Atzeres by Shvi Shal Pesach and Atzeres by Shmini Atzeres. In both cases, there's the ability for Tashlumin, even though Shmini Atzeres is the Chag B'fnei Atma, which we're going to come back to in a few moments. The possibility for Tashlumin exists. Even though it's a Shmini Regel B'fnei Atma, the possibility for Tashlumin exists. Even Shavuos, which is one day, has a 7-day Tashlumin period. Okay? Because it's one of the Regalim, so the Regalim have a 7-day Tashlumin period, so Shavuos is grouped with Pesach and Sukkot. The opening question to open our sugya: what are the rules of Tashlumin in other areas of Shas? Shocker that we would ask that kind of question. But what are the rules, right? What are the rules of Tashlumin in other areas of Shas? So I want to give three major Shas sugyas, three major Shas sugyas that really open up the sugya here. The first is the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chavav Mad Aleph, Tashlumin by Tefillah. There's the idea of Tashlumei Tefillah if you miss Mariv, so you make it up at Shachris. And we know that if you miss Shachris, you make it up at Mincha. But the real discussion is Musaf. Musaf is different than the other Tefillos, because everybody agrees that Tefillos Keneged Karbanos Tiknum, the Gemara Megillah in the second parak, the Gemara in Brachos, as well, Tefillos Keneged Avos Tiknum, Tefillos Keneged Karbanos Tiknum, otherwise known as Tefillos Keneged Tmidin Tiknum, but everybody agrees that there's an idea of both, that Tfilos correspond to Karbanos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai comes along in the Gemara and says there is Tashlumin by Musaf, because not only is it Mishum Karbanos, but it's also Mishum Rachman. The only thing is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the Gemara is rejected. The only problem is that it's not true. Musaf is not Mishum Rachman. And to add insult to injury, Tosvos Alatar, Tosvos in Brachos, Daf Chavav Mad Aleph, Dibra Maschol Ibaya says there's no Tashlumin for Musaf for a technical reason. There's really nothing to make up. What exactly is he going to make up? Right? Because as a tefillah, it's in its own category. The Shachris Mincha Mariv, Musaf is its own tefillah, it's an extra tefillah. So as I've said before, one of the misconceptions in terms of observance, of Jewish observance, so there's a little bit of a halach misconception, but we've done the shiur of halach misconceptions in the past, that it makes no sense that women come late to shul on Shabbos. Better to come early and leave early than to come late and leave later early. Because they have more of a chiyuv, if they have any chiyuv at all, but they have more of a chiyuv for Shachris than Musaf. Musaf is extra. And for Tashlumin, that's also true. Shachris is a lot more in the game than Musaf is. So we see that Musaf is in its own category. There's even discussion by other tefillos as well. Listen carefully. Until Chatzos, the Gemara says, you get Schar Tefillah Bizmana. But after Chatzos, you only receive Schar Tefillah, not Schar Tefillah Bizmana. So it's clear then that the Zman Tefillah hasn't even passed, and there can be an opportunity for Tashlumin, which seems strange. So the Gemara got itself into trouble linguistically, which means that the only way to resolve this goes back to a related machlokes, and this is the machlokes between the Rama and the Levush in terms of making up missing and making up, so Tashlumin on Erev Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh. Basically, the Rama says like this. The Rama in Orach Chaim, Simen Kufches, Se'if Tes, tells us that if you didn't daven Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, you daven on Rosh Chodesh twice. Daven two Minchas, you daven a Mincha and a Mariv, but you daven two Tfilos on Rosh Chodesh. The Levush disagrees. The Levush, the Halacha commentary, the Levush disagrees. The Levush says you don't make it up on Rosh Chodesh. This must mean that the Tfilos Tashlumin, in this case, is the Tfilas Mincha, whose Zman continues, and then there's no need, because the Zman continues, so there's no need to say Yal V'Yavo, because it's really a Mincha of Erev Rosh Chodesh, so there's no need to say Yal V'Yavo. But the Rama would hold that Mincha Zman is over. It's past, it's done, and you've now officially entered into the Zman of Mariv, which is now Rosh Chodesh. So that's the difference between the Levush and the Rama.
So he says there's no Tashlumin for Mincha at all?
So then there wouldn't be Tashlumin, right? I mean, that's the whole disagreement of the Levush. That's exactly how the Levush attacks the Rama in this Machlokas. That's sugya number one, Tashlumin for Tefillah. which maybe we've heard of, but now we know all the Gemaras, and we know the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Lavush. The second sugya is the second example, or the rules that govern the rules of Tashlumin in Shas, is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Tzadi Gimel. The Gemara in Psachim Daf Tzadi Gimel says Hazoi, if you were Tame or Bederech Rechoka, this is Parshas Baaloscha, in Sefer Bamidbar, so if you were Tame or Bederech Rechoka during Pesach, and you couldn't bring a Karban Pesach, you bring a Pesach Sheni, which is a Karban Pesach, but it's a Pesach Sheni, you bring it the next available time, Psukim Maleim in Parshas Baaloscha. What's the nature of Pesach Sheni? Yesh Lachkor. How do you understand the din of Pesach Sheni? So there's one of two ways. Either it's A, or one, it's Tashlumin for Pesach Rishon, directly Tashlumin for Pesach Rishon, or it's an independent Chiyuv Bifnei Atzmo. It's an independent Chiyuv, it's a Chiyuv Bifnei Atzmo. Okay, simple enough, Jess, right? What's the Nafkamina? So there's one Nafkamina for sure, that whether Tashlumin only applies if I was Chayiv at the Iker Zman Chiyuv. If one wasn't chayiv originally because he was a katan, which is a clear nafkamina, if one wasn't chayiv originally because he was a katan on Yudalad Nisan, then if Pesach Sheni on Yudalad Imar, on Yudalad Iyar is Betoras Tashlumin, so he's not chayiv in Pesach Sheni either. Because he was not chayiv at the Iker Zman Chiyuv, so he's not chayiv now. Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number two is the case of a ger. If somebody converts between Yudalad Nisan and Yudalad Iyar, so it depends if Pesach Sheni is connected to Pesach Rishon or an independent Chiyuv. That's that. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Nun Vav and Nun Zayin, explains that the Mitzvah Pesach Sheni is its own Mitzvah. That's the way the Rambam understands. And it's independent, right, it's an independent Chiyuv from Pesach Rishon. And the same way Pesach Sheni has two Mitzvos, Hakravas HaKarban and Achilas Besaro, so too, like he stated with Pesach Rishon. In the same way, you know, Pesach Rishon has his mitzvos, so Pesach Sheni definitely does too. He must hold then the Rambam, like the Gemara Tublat later in Psachim Daf Tzadi Hei, where the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rebbe. The Gemara in Psachim Tzadi Hei quotes Rebbe that Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmo. Now we are familiar with this from a few minutes ago from Shmini Atzeres, which we're going to come back to, and we're going to explain. Rashi explains it, by the way, in Sukkah, black on white, exactly the entire acronym of Pazar Kashav, but we're going to come back to this. But Rebbe explains that Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmo, and if that's true, it's not a tashlumin of Pesach Rishon. However, he backtracks, even according to Rebbe, if you bring Pesach Sheni, you're chayev kares for Pesach Rishon. That doesn't solve the fact that you've missed Pesach Rishon, which is an interesting shita. It's like the Emtza Ista, Emtza Isa, to quote the Gemara in the first parak of Brachos at the very beginning of Shas, right? It's like the middle Mishmar. It's the middle of the middle Mishmar, so this is like the middle Shita. That's the brilliance of some Mahalchim, when you can find, when you conceptualize, and you can't only stick to, or like you're addicted, to conceptualizing and classic Brisker. I don't mean, like your own Brisker Mahalach, but classic Brisker. And then you find the middle of the middle Shita. And then you find the middle of the middle of the middle Shita. So this is really, it's Rebbe quoted in Pesach and Tzadihei, and then it's just adjusted to explain that if you bring Pesach Sheni, you're still Chayav Kares to Pesach Rishon. So what's shot? So maybe you're Chayav Kares, not because it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo necessarily, but maybe you're Chayav Kares, it was just in order to show that Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmo. You're Chayav Kares on Pesach Rishon, even if you did bring a Pesach Sheni. That's the only explanation. Might not be the only explanation, but it's the clearest explanation to understand why you would still get kares for Pesach Rishon. You brought Pesach Sheni. So far, so good, Jess? Tzvi? Jay?
Yeah.
Good. But that's not the... You know, a second? Right. So we see then a Yesod, right? We see then a Yesod, moving right along. We see then a Yesod in Pesach Sheni that makes it different from all 7 days of Tashlumei Chagiga. Only by Pesach Sheni do we say that it's a regel b'fnei atzmo? Not so by Tashlumei Kol Shiva de Chagiga. And again, our sugya for tonight, Tashlumin in Shas, but Tashlumei Chagiga, you wouldn't say the same thing by Tashlumin of all 7 days of Chagiga. You'd only say so by Pesach Sheni. Regel here also doesn't mean a yontif. Listen carefully, because you might be familiar with this if you get some more time for, I don't like calling it Shnai Mikra. I've said this a million times, if not once. I don't like when people call it Shnai Mikra. It sounds like you're just being Yotzei Echiyev. It's called Chumash. It's called Parsha. You could call it one of the two. It's not called Shnai Mikra. It was Yotzei Zayin. Okay, Shnai Mikra. It's called Parsha or Chumash. But anyway, to quote things like a Ben Torah, so the example of Regel doesn't necessarily mean a Yontif. The example of Regel is a Zman. An absolute zman, a zman miyuad, a moed, like the pasuk in Parshas Balak, Bamidbar Perach Chav Beis, pasuk Chav Ches, Madua Hikisani Ze Shalosh Regalim, right, by the Ason and Bilam. So, right, why did you hit me three times? Why does it use three regalim? So Rashi gives another explanation. Rashi on Chumash, but regalim is zmanim. That's another way of saying zmanim, which means Pesach Sheni has a set time, and then you're locked into that time tzvi, and then it makes sense to go back to Rebbe's adjusted shita in Pesach and Sarihei, and you get the explanation. The same way that Pesach Rishon has a set time, so too Pesach Sheni has a set time. Yudalid Nisan, Yudalid Iyar, and Yudalid Nisan for Pesach Rishon, Yudalid Iyar for Pesach Sheni, obviously. And unlike Tashlumei Chagiga, which are purely a tashlumin of the Karban Chagiga, it doesn't take on a life in and of itself. We made that very clear before. It doesn't take on a life in and of itself. The tashlumin, hold on a second, the Karban Chagiga here, the time has passed, that's it, and the tashlumin just function as purely tashlumin. Yeah?
Do you have 7 days for Pesach Sheni?
No. The Ramban in Sukkah, Daf Memches, tells us the same way, moving right along, the same way that we say Shmini Atzeres Regel B'fnei Atzmo, here we go, the perfect segue. The same way, that's the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin, Daf Mem Ches, right? Daf Mem Zayin, that says that Hilchasa, Mesav Yasfinan, Aval Bruchim Lom Vachinan. So everybody in Chutz La'aretz needs to sit in the Sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael, we do not. But in Chutz La'aretz, they definitely do. You don't make a bracha. I understand that there are people who don't, there are families who don't. There are a lot of people who got it from the Hasidim. I've explained this before, and I'll say it again, that the Hasidim, this is quoted by Rav Soloveitchik as well, that the Hasidim used to have major gatherings with their Rebbes, and people couldn't fit into the, and they would do it at that time during Sukkot, you know, on the cusp of Shmini Atzeres. So they stopped sitting in the Sukkah, and they saw that it's a regular B'fnei Atzmo. It's a regular B'fnei Atzmo for Sukkot. Hasidim learn Shas just like Lita'is. Just like Litfishers, and I can't believe I said that word, but just like Litfishers, but just like the Litvaks, but they obviously missed this Gemara. There aren't many, many, many times. There are a bunch, but I wouldn't say, you know, it's every other line, you know, like an Ibai Sema, or like, you know, a Maskif, where it says Hilchasa. When it says Hilchasa, it says absolute halacha, so we absolutely pass them like that. But getting back to the regularly scheduled program, the same way that we say Shmini Atzeres Regel B'fnei Atzmo is like we said that Pesach Sheni is a Regel B'fnei Atzmo. What does this mean for Shmini Atzeres? So the main obligation of the Regalim in general is the Olas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga, which we had mentioned before. That's why Regalim are mentioned in the Gemara and Regel B'fnei Atzmo in the Gemara. And Regel B'fnei Atzmo tells you that the same way the Yontif of Sukkot needs the Olas Re'iyah, Shalmei Chagiga, and Simcha, so too, Shmini Atzeres is on par by all three. Comes the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and tells us that the same way Pesach Sheni is Tashlumin of Pesach Rishon, even though Pesach Sheni is a regular B'fnei Atzmo, as we mentioned, so too, Shmini Atzeres is Tashlumin to previous days of Sukkot, even though it's a regular B'fnei Atzmo. Meaning you're free. It's like Beil Kula, Beil Chumra. Once you've opened up that Shita of Rebbe, once you've opened up that Gemara in Pesachim Tzadihei, you already know, right? Shmini Atzeres is more well known as a regular B'fnei Atzmo. Everybody knows Shmini Atzeres is a regular B'fnei Atzmo. Pesach Sheni is the bigger Chiddush. And it's a more, right? It's a fully Yontif. It's an actual Yontif Shmini Atzeres. Pesach Sheni is just bringing the carbon, maybe one extra thing, but it's not a Yontif in the classical sense of, like the Gemara tells us, that anytime we say Yontif, it means an Isser Malacha. Pesach Sheni doesn't have an Isser Malacha, it does not. But Shmini Atzeres does, which is why it's more well known. But once you open up yourself to the Shita of Rebbe and Pesach and Tzadihei, you jump to the Gemara in Sukkah, in the fourth parak, and you tell us that so too, Shmini Atzeres is Tashlumin. It can be Tashlumin, easy come, easy go, to previous days even though it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. As far as the Gemara in Sukkah, daf mem ches amad aleph. The Gemara in Sukkah, daf mem ches amad aleph, tells us that there are six ways that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's called Pazar Kashav. The Pazar Kashav stands for, everyone together now, pious, zman, regel, karban, shir, not shechiyonu because that's zman, shir, and bracha. As a mitzvah, Pesach Sheni is its own separate from Pesach Rishon. But as a karban, okay, it doesn't fulfill any of the six Pazar Kashav. As a karban, it's the same as Pesach Rishon. It's identical. It's brought at a different time, but it's an identical karban. The Bahag says, the Bahag wants to make sense of all of this. I mean, we've been very clear, but the Bahag wants to make sense of all this and all this back and forth. The regel is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo and separate from Pesach Rishon. Yes, even if all it has is the karban, it's still a distinct time. It's Yudal Adar. It's still a distinct time. That's why it's its own mitzvah, which is an appointed time from which the chiyuv of the karban Pesach Sheni emanates. Which, again, gives credence to the fact that you can say that just with a karban, right, even if all it has is the karban, it has a distinct time. That's the way we explained the pasuk in Parshas Balak, Lama Hikisani Zeh Shalosh V'Galim, a regel is his man. So far, so good? Excellent. Our third Gemara in Shas, in terms of Tashlumin, is the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yitzayin Amud Beis. Yes, it's my favorite Masechta, obviously, as you guys know well, but it's also a sugya that I've quoted a lot. It touches on a lot of things, because here there are a bunch of nafkaminas, but the Gemara is talking about an onen. An onen, as we know, is somebody whose relative has passed away but has not yet been buried. So the Mishnah and Gemara, Misha Mesa Muta Lafanav, is just a cumbersome phrase, but the easier way to say it is onen. But the parak is called Misha Meso, the third parak of Maseches Brachos. In Onen is one whose relative has passed away, not yet been buried. So there's Machlokes Rishona between Rashi and Tosos. Tosos quoting the Rishalmi on Yedzayin and Bebez, at the sideline right over there. Tosvos, Rashi says he's putter from mitzvos. Tosvos, who we paskin like, Tosos quotes the Rishalmi, who says that he's usser to do mitzvos, which is the way that we paskin again. So there are two issues which arise from an Onen. One issue is whether he may perform mitzvos whose starting point is Isser. For example, the Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Hamad Aleph, a little later on in the Gemara, says that Asur le'adam lehanos min ha'olam hazeh, the bottom of Lamed Hamad Aleph, says Asur le'adam lehanos min ha'olam hazeh b'li bracha. So the starting point of making a bracha, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam sh'hakol nehyeh b'dvaro, is Isser. It's Asur to put a piece of candy in your mouth. So that would also impact a second issue. The second issue which arises for the Onen, instead of whether he may perform mitzvos whose starting point is Isser, is whether he's chayev in tashlumen at all of the mitzvos that occurred when he was an Onen. He missed certain mitzvos. We're going to give a couple of examples. He missed certain mitzvos. Is he chayev now that he's back on track in terms of mitzvos? He's out of the status of Onen. What's the deal? So the rush in Brachos, in Gimel Gimel. Yeah. Okay, the rush in Brachos, if it comes back to you, please, Captain, let us know. The rush in Brachos, Perek Gimel, Siman Gimel, take the picture afterwards, like I was speaking about before. The rush in Brachos, Gimel Gimel, discusses a case of Rabbeinu Yehuda, listen carefully, who was an Onen on Motzai Shabbos. Rabbeinu Yehuda was an Onen on Motzai Shabbos, this is in the rush, so he didn't daven Mariv and didn't make Havdalah. And he sat down to eat and explained to his Talmidim that he was allowed to eat because he was never Chayv and Havdalah in the first place. Right? You have Atachon Antanu, and you have Havdalah allowing you to do Malacha, allowing you to eat. Very good. So the Isser Achila before Havdalah doesn't apply to me, he said, because I was an Onen. The question becomes, very nice, now Sunday morning hits, must he make Havdalah on Sunday morning? So the Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph addresses this issue. Whomever doesn't make Havdalah Motzai Shabbos can make Havdalah the following week until Wednesday. Mittwoch in Yiddish. The middle, it's interesting to note that it's not by accidents, it's not by coincidence, it's by coincidence, right? That says, I'm not the one who originated that line, obviously. That line's been around for many, many years. That it's no coincidence that the Shir Shel Yom, that the Yom of Wednesday, which is the beginning of the of the coming week, you know, of like heading to Shabbos, you know, the rest of the week, is L'chun Ram No Hashem No Riel Letzur Yishenu. Right? Interesting to know. Okay. So he can make it until Wednesday. So is it that, let's go back to the Chakira, is it that, number one, is that the Ikur Mitzvah, the first Tzadah Chakira, is that the Ikur Mitzvah is the first day of Yontif, and all subsequent days are B'toras Tashlumin? That's the first Tzadah Chakira, right? The Ikur Mitzvah is the first day of Yontif Tzvi, and the rest of the days are B'toras Tashlumin. Or is it that the Mitzvah is the whole week? And that's the Ikur Chiyuv, and there's no difference between the first and subsequent days. Yeah.
Are we discussing whether or not an Onin is chayav in Tashlumei Chagiga?
Well, we're going to get to, that's going to be our Nafkamino, which is beautiful.
Well, that's just the way out of Machlokas in the Gemara.
So the Gemara and Chagiga, so the Nafkamina here, and you'll see if we answer this question. What, I'm sorry? Very good. So we'll see if this answers your question, and I hope it does, but here's the Nafkamina. We've already done one and two, the two Tzadei HaChakira. What's the Nafkamina? So the Nafkamina is the Gemara and Chagiga, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara and Chagiga, which you have not yet quoted, but it's, you know, it's like the premise and the tent poles to the entire Masechta, really, and to this entire Sugya of... The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, tells us the case of Chigir B'Yom Rishon, the guy's ready to bring his carbon Chagiga, and he becomes lame. He cannot walk on the first day of Yontif. V'nispashet B'Yom Sheni. And he's able to walk on Zokev Kefufim, he's able to walk on the second day. So you need to be able to walk in order to be chayiv in the carbon, because you need to be able to go to Yerushalayim. So whenever there's an Ikur Chiyuv, if you were Pater Bezman Ikur Chiyuv, which we said before, and a couple of different Gemaras, you're also Pater Bezman Tashlumin. Whereas if the whole week is B'toras Ikur Chiyuv, so then just because you were Pater the first day doesn't mean that you're Pater all the subsequent days. The Shiloh of Havdalah comes up as well when Tishvav is a Nidche, like we had last year, I believe. When Tishvav is a Nidche and is moved to Sunday. So we know Halacha L'maisa, you make it on Sunday night. And an Onain also does make Havdalah on Sunday afternoon. He does make it on Sunday afternoon, even though you originally were not Chayav. Again, we paskin like Tosfos, quoting the Yerushalmi, against Rashi, in that Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, that it's usher for an Onain to do mitzvahs. He is not allowed to. And if he wants to do a mitzvah, so we tell him not to. Yet, the Onain is Chayav in Havdalah and makes Havdalah Sunday afternoon, just like we, Ke'ilu, were Onanim. As far as Tishvav is concerned, I know they make that joke that Tishvav is like, right? Tishvav is like Ben Azmanim. You wear flip flops, and you wear tefillin at mincha, right? You put on tefillin at mincha, okay. But anyway, the rush. What? Also, nobody learns, right? Yeah, very good.
When does the Onan make Havdalah? Sunday, like, night?
Sunday.
I mean, it can't be Motzei Shabbos. It can't be, like, Sunday.
So Sunday evening, yeah. Sunday night. Yeah.
But it can't be Sunday during the day. It can't be in the morning. It can't be. Before Shkia on Sunday?
Technically, I think he's allowed to. He's allowed to. It's not necessarily, you know, a night-day thing, lahalacha, but he waits. I think a lot of people wait. I mean, I've heard of a lot of the Onanim doing it Sunday afternoon when it's still daytime. I'll double check that for you. But or the morning. Meaning we gave that example. Yeah. Anytime during the day. So just to be clear, he can make it during the day. The rush. Right. So the rush in Moed Katan, which we have not yet quoted yet, the rush in Moed Katan in Gimel Tzadivav, in the third parak, parak Elul Megalchin, one of the prakim that you are allowed to learn on one of the pieces of Torah that you are allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. I highly recommend it. It's grammatically known as Ve'elul Megalchin, but people call it, in short, Elul Megalchin. So the Rush says that it's possible for one to be Pater. It's possible for one to be Pater from the beginning of a mitzvah and sort of walk into the mitzvah in the middle. Okay? An example is when one becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. In terms of the Zmanim, one becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. Says the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Lamed Gimel, we're getting up to Yevamos next week. This is our Siyum of Seder Moed, fellas. And all those listening at home, the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Lamed Gimel, Amid Aleph, tells us that if you grow Beis Cyrus, if you grow two Cyrus on Shabbos, Se'arot, on Shabbos, So then you are now chayav in the mitzvos and isurim of Shabbos. It must be then, right? Because each second of Shabbos is its own independent chayav and kedushas hayom. Okay? It has to be that way. On to the next leg of the sugya. What are some of the issues when it comes to tashlumei atzeres and tashlumei karbanos in general? We're going to speak shas, obviously, but I want to deal with the karbanos and chagiga part of it. So the Gemara and chagiga in a later daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, tells us that the karban of shvuis, graffiti that page good, and if you need to go to the second side, make it happen, champ. The karban of shvuis has tashlumin for 7 days. We pointed out that shvuis is just like sukkis and pesach. Hi, sukkis and pesach is 7 days. Make aliyah. But shvuis might be 1 day, but the tashlumin goes the rest of the yontif. Even though it's 1 day, it's connected to pesach and sukkis, which is 7 days each. Shmiri atzeres, we pointed out, and we actually spoke about a little bit, is its own yontif. Comes the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, daf vav mid aleph, and tells us there's a mitzvah to bring all karbanos on time. There's an opinion of the Gemara, Rav Papias, who says that we ate a shlamim. He says that we ate a shlamim on Pesach, and its offspring was eaten on Sukkot. So you're trying to do the math in terms of the calendar, the calendaric setup. So the calf, the offspring, couldn't have been brought on Pesach. This is why he's saying that we eat the offspring on Sukkot. It couldn't have been brought on Pesach because it was too young. So they should have brought it on Shavuos. Why are you waiting until Sukkot? So there, even though they should have brought it on Shavuos, they didn't for two reasons. One is that it may have been sick. The animal may have been sick, the calf may have been sick. The second reason is given by the Turei Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, the commentary on Rosh Hashanah, Megillah. The Turei Evan says that maybe that year Shavuos fell out on Shabbos. And we know that a Karban Yachid is not Docha Shabbos. That's that whole story of the B'nai B'Seira, that in Torah we don't believe in nepotism. We believe in working hard in Torah and developing yourself as a Ben Torah. So this is the Gemara at the beginning of the sixth parak of Psachim, where Hillel didn't come for much, and he was able to slug up the people who said the halacha wrong. So this is in the sugya of, is a Karban Yachid Docha Shabbos or not? But anyway, or is a Karban Tzibur Docha Shabbos? But a Karban Yachid is not Docha Shabbos, and since Shavuos, I am the very beginning of the sixth parak of Psachim, the Agadah there. So, and since Shavuos is only 1 day, and you were unable to bring it, so you're not at fault, you don't violate the assay of not having brought a Karban on time. And also, the Gemara concludes that since, as we said, even though Shavuos is 1 day, there's Tashlumin for 7 days, it has the same din and potential violation. This is why it's in Rosh Hashanah Dav Vav, for those who have learned Rosh Hashanah in a previous man. It has potential violation of Baal Ta'achir. And as Karbanos, right, as Karbanos of the other two regalim, and its Zman carries over for a 7 day period. The only issue that we have with Baal Ta'achir is that it's interesting because the Gemara in Beitza, and Daf Chaf tells us that Nedarim and the Davos, right, voluntary Karbanos, are not brought on Yontif. So even if Shavuos wouldn't have fallen on Shabbos that year, even if it would not have fallen on Shabbos that year, you can't bring that Karban on Shavuos. And you don't violate Baal Ta'acher. I want to go a little slowly. You don't violate Baal Ta'acher. Even though you need Karbanos to be brought Kesidron, three regalim in a row, you don't violate Baal Ta'achir. What do you see clearly from this? You see clearly that the inability to bring your karban, the Isser HaKrava, doesn't mess up the count of Shalosh Regalim. We couldn't have said it clearer. It's considered Kesidron. It doesn't mess up your count of Shalosh Regalim. It only establishes the Zman of Shalosh Regalim and the fact that you have the ability, in fact, absolute need, to bring your karban until the Yontif. Up until Ad V'Lo'ad B'Chlal, up until, but not including the actual day of Yontif. Now Rashi in Beitza, we quoted the Gemara Beitza Daf Chaf, but Rashi in Beitza on Yotessimid Beis gives good advice that anyone that has to bring a Karban Toda should bring it on Sukkis. Why? Because even if it's the first Regel after your Neder, right? Because if you don't bring it now, if you don't bring it now in Sukkot, you'll need to go to Yerushalayim. If you have to go to Yerushalayim, because both Pesach, because of Chametz and Shavuos, because it's only 1 day Yontif, so you have found a 7 day window, essentially, with no Isser Chametz. Right? I've always said that I like Sukkot better than Pesach, because I'd rather eat in garbage than eat garbage. But But you have 7 days of... I love the Seder, but the rest of Pesach, in terms of food, is torture. I mean, I'm a human being, and I'm obsessed with chametz, and the rest of the days are very hard. But what can we say, right? Shvert Zayin Yid. So, God forbid. But because of chametz, so it's a little limiting in that sense, and Shavuos is only 1 day. So if you say that Shavuos has tashlumin for 7 days, so then you can bring its carbon for 7 days. You see from here that for other karbanos, whose time is longer, there's no tashlumin, and there's no ability to avoid violating Baal Ta'acher. And you violate Baal Ta'acher as soon as the regel has passed. You see the difference between Tashlumi Atzeres, that whole sugya, Chagigi Zayin, Beit Adav Chaf. You see, right, the Turei Evan there, in Rosh Hashanah, you see the difference between Tashlumi Atzeres and Tashlumi Karbanos of other regalim. Now for the final leg of the final piece of the sugya. What's the nature of Tashlumi Atzeres? So far so good? What's the nature of Tashlumi Atzeres? So you can understand Tashlumi Atzeres in one of two ways. We have 3 or 4 Chakiras tonight, holy cow. So, the first way to understand is that it's only a function of Tashlumin. Excuse me, it's only a function of Tashlumin. And so even though Shavuos has passed, there's a Gzeres HaKasev, which dictates that there's Tashlumin, and based on the Gzeres HaKasev, you're able to bring the Karbanos of the Yontif, even at a time when the Kedushas Yontif is over. Something we alluded to about a minute ago, but that's the first understanding. It's only a function of Tashlumin, even though Shavuos has passed, there's a Gzeres HaKasev that allows you to continue. The second way of understanding the nature of Tashlumi Atzeres is that the Kedushas Yontif, the actual Kedusha of the Yontif, in fact, remains. Based on the Gzeres HaKasev, it remains for all 7 days. There's Kedusha with you, there's actual Kedusha, not it being a function or a din in Tashlumin. What's the Nafkamina? So the Nafkamina is whether or not you're over Baal Ta'acher when the Yontif passes. Right? Not when the Zman Tashlumin passes, when the Yontif passes. There's a second Nafkamina. There are actually 3 Nafkaminas tonight. There's a second Nafkamina. The second Nafkamina is brought by the Ber Hetev in our Chaim Siman Tuf Ayin Gimel, where the Ber Hetev says, he quotes the Chok Yaakov in Halacha, that if you didn't make a Shechianu on Shavuos, you could still make it for 7 days following the Yontif. What? So the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, which is the Gemara about who we... It's a Shechianu Gemara. There are many other Shechianu Gemaras in Shas. It's important to know, but that's the Gemara about... Erev and Daf Mem is the Gemara about who we give the wine to at a bris on Yom Kippur. In the end, we give it to the mother. We don't give it to the baby because the Gemara says that it's Asi L'Misrach. This is just a word from your sponsor. It's just important to know the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem Ralef, where the Gemara says that we don't give it to the Tinok, we don't give it to the Rachanimo because it's Asi L'Misrach. Asi L'Misrach means... Literally, in Aramaic, it means that you're going to come to spoil, which means it's bad chinuch. It's bad chinuch to give it to him. A lot of people ask the question in this Gemara, what, the baby is 8 days old. Who cares that it's bad chinuch? The baby's not going to remember. He probably won't, unless he has a really, really, really good memory, but he probably won't remember. But we give it to the mother, assuming that she's still a chola sheyesh bo sakana, she's a yoledes, and she's right after the bris. So we give it to her. She's at the bris, so we give it to her. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem says that maybe we should say Shachyon or Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur, or maybe not, because they're not regalim. Kavachomer, the days following Shavuos, which are absolutely nothing. It must be that he holds that the nature of Tashlumi Atzeres is only Gzeres HaKasev, which dictates, or it's not only Gzeres HaKasev, it's Gzeres HaKasev which dictates the Kedushas Hayom, which remains for 7 days. Okay? The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, we're good? The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, tells us if you didn't bring the Karban Chagiga on Shavuos, you have the rest of the week to do so. Because Chag HaShavuos keChag HaMatzos l'Tashlumin. Again, I've said it twice already, I'll say it a third time. It could be 1 day of Yontif, but it's treated like the other two. Which one does not belong is not a question here. They all have the same din of Tashlumin. This means that it's a din in the Tashlumin, but not necessarily, right, like the first Tzadach Hakira, but not necessarily that there's a continuation of Kedusha after the day of Yontif. Okay? That goes back to the first Tzadach Hakira. The third Nafkamina is a Nafkamina that the Levush has. We've quoted the Levush twice already tonight. The Levush has an Or HaChaim in 2 different Simanim, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph and Simen Tzadi Dalet. You've probably seen this in the article Siddur. This is from the Lavush. Lavush says we don't say Tachnun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until after Shavuos. From Rosh Chodesh Sivan until after Shavuos, no Tachnun. Comes the Pri Chadash, who says that we don't say Tachnun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Yud Gimel Sivan. Because of the 7-day Tashlumid period continuing. Perfect. That's exactly how it is. That, you know, his math is perfect. If it's a function of Tashlumin, like the first Tzarach HaKira, you begin Tachnun right after Shavuos. But if it's a function of Kedushas HaYomtiv, of Kedushas Yomtov, and the Kedushas Yomtiv remains, so that Kedusha remains and continues for 7 days following Shavuos, until, you guessed it, Yud Gimel Sivan. Okay? That's the Tachnun issue. Anybody asked you why, you now know the Luvosh in Kuf Lamed Aleph and Simit Tzadik Dalet. And finally, Shabbat finally, what's the point of Tashlumin? What's the Yesod of Tashlumin? So here comes Rav Menachem Zemba, one of the Achronim. Rav Menachem Zemba, Zayin Ayin Mem Bet Aleph. Rav Menachem Zemba says that it's not that extra time has been added to complete the mitzvah. That's not the way you look at Tashlumin. And then there are two times of the mitzvah. But rather, there's one zman for the mitzvah, there's one optimal zman for the mitzvah. And what Tashlumin does is connect your action to the optimal time of the mitzvah. Whatever you do is misyaches back to the original zman. And make it like you performed the mitzvah at the right time. Perfect. This is said in the context of Yemei HaPurim, where Yudalit and Tesvav, right, in terms of Yudalit and Tesvav and the unique character of each day, but it has, you know, it has a character of Yontif. And we mentioned this a little bit in last week, in week 11 in Moed Katan, in Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the difference between Purim and Chanukah, so in terms of Avelos. So maybe the Kedushas of Yontif carries over from Yudalit to Tesvav, and it's considered, according to Nachum Zemba in his explanation, to be Sota Tashlumin, maybe it's considered a Yoma Arichta.